at 702-233-3334. Your authority for personal injury, divorce, and probate cases. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. We're beginning to get a sense of the back and forth as the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court starts its process forward. Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris says voters should not be discouraged by GOP attempts to push through a Supreme Court nominee.
They want you to feel like your fight doesn't matter. But we will not give up. And we will not give in.
While Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse tells the Salem Radio Network these personal attacks are totally out of place in the confirmation process.
The Constitution explicitly says no religious tests. And we've seen Democrats, I've been on the Judiciary Committee for 3.5 years now, we've seen Democrats in each of the last 4 years attack nominees because of their religion. Most of them have been Catholic.
Sasse described Barrett as a brilliant jurist and a kind, caring, and humble person. There's been no let-up in the blazes out west, with the latest being the glass fire that has forced the evacuation of thousands of people from the Napa-Sonoma region of Northern California. Santa Rosa Fire Chief Anthony Gosner says the glass fire destroyed some homes on the western edge of town.
From Highway 12 to, say, Badger Road, we had a lot of fire coming down the hill with very heavy winds impacting structures. So we put a lot of resources in those areas to protect those structures. The same thing happened in Oakmont at the same time, essentially.
The fires that began Sunday came on the third anniversary of deadly wildfires that erupted in 2017, including one that killed 22 people. Stocks closed broadly higher on Wall Street Monday as the market clawed back some of its sharp losses from September. The rally extended the S&P 500's gains to a third day in a row. On Wall Street, the Dow by 410 points, with the NASDAQ Composite Index rising by 203. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Excuse me, have you ever discussed life insurance?
Well...
sort of.
Have you talked about who'll pay the mortgage if one of you passes?
We definitely haven't talked about that.
Well, then you should talk to SelectQuote. SelectQuote shops for you, getting you quotes from some of the country's most trusted companies, finding you the right coverage with the right carrier at the right price in minutes.
Is it affordable?
Well, how affordable does $500,000 in coverage for as little as a dollar a day sound?
That's great. We can afford that.
To get your free quote, call 1-800-212-1166 or go to selectquote.com today and get the protection they need at a price you can afford. That's 1-800-212-1166. 1166 or selectquote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health company and other factors. Not available in all states.
I'll be honest, the first few months were tough. When I left the military, I was excited for a fresh start, but civilian life has been harder than I thought it would be. Figuring out a new career while also being a good mom, wife, and friend. Some days I'm barely keeping my head above water. And with the transition and everything I'm juggling, I'm spread too thin. I finally realized that it's hurting my mental health. To get back to enjoying life again, I needed to get help. Opening up to someone was a big step for me. I saw that I'm not alone, and that there are tools to help me overcome what I'm going through. With support, I feel like I'm heading in the right direction. Discover how other women veterans like me have learned to thrive after military service by taking care of themselves and their mental health. Visit maketheconnection.net/womenveterans.
It's 4:04. This KMZQ Newsflash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. A suspect has been taken into custody by the California Highway Patrol just hours after a shooting on the Las Vegas Strip sent one person to the hospital. Metro officials say a man was involved in an altercation with a group of other men on the sidewalk near the Flamingo last night when someone pulled out a gun and fired a shot, hitting the victim, who is in critical but stable condition at a local hospital. With the end of the grace period for expired vehicle registrations, those who waited are now finding that they also owe late fees. Due to the COVID-19 outbreak, Nevada DMV provided the grace period for those who had vehicle registrations expiring between March 12th and September 13th. With the extension having ended, those did not take care of the registration during that time are being charged late fees. DMV officials say late fees are being charged on transactions which could have been completed on time online. Officials say most of the 200,000 expired registrations could have been handled online during those 3 months that the DMV offices were shut down due to the coronavirus outbreak.
KCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
And as we take a look at the traffic cams right now, really heavy conditions as you work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15 northbound at Tropicana. Also, we're getting backups on the Beltway 215 west at Green Valley, and those lane restrictions slowing things down 215 west at Eastern.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil, a lot of bad people. A lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can increase your bottom line. Call the SKC Group at 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Always glad to have Scott Hammond on, State Senator from Nevada District 18. He joins us now, 36 days away. I was trying to do all the math on this stuff. 36 days away from an election, okay? Yeah. 1 day away from a presidential debate. October 17, I'm not sure how many days away that is the first day of early voting. We've got the ballots, I think, going out this week. I mean, there's a lot going on. And a guy that's been chronicling all of this stuff is my buddy Scott Hammond, the fine state senator from District 18. Scott, how you been, my friend?
Hey, good afternoon, Kevin. Good to be on the program again. I can't believe a week has gone by already, and so much stuff out there. I know we could probably talk for hours and hours, but it's always good to be on the program for a few minutes. Yeah, we got a lot of things. It's hard to believe that we only have that many days.
I know. I know.
It doesn't feel like it.
I know. I mean, this is something we've been talking about for months and months and months and even over a year, and now it's on top of us. Let me just ask you, the debate tomorrow night, you've debated, right? I mean, you've debated for state senate.
Oh, absolutely.
What's it like stepping into that arena?
Well, I think it's going to be different for folks, some folks, right? You know, like my son was in high school debate. He loves it. He loves to get in there. You know, I didn't love it because sometimes you get this pressure on you to remember exactly some of these facts or statistics, or you know, when somebody attacks you, how do you come off? I mean, it depends. But you know, when you get done with it, you're like, oh, that was good, because you basically are allowing people a little glimpse into who you are, right, and how you deal with pressure and how you deal with you know, the issues. So it's great after the fact. You're done. I know some people just revel in it. They can't. They love it. But you know, it just depends on who you are, I suppose. I know that tomorrow Trump is probably geared up. I mean, he's queued up. He does really well in debates.
Well, and the dumb thing is, he's got experience. He always talks about, well, I don't have all that much experience. But gosh, he had that with 17 Republican members, and he just chewed these people up and spit them out.
Yeah, right. I mean, and tomorrow I know they're going to, at least this is what I keep hearing, that they're going to go back to that well and talk about his taxes, you know, something that he went over and over again 4 years ago. And I suspect if they do bring it up, he's going to have as good a response as before, but even more. I don't think he's going to go back to all the old things he said before. He will, but he'll go on to something else as well. He won't just leave it at, hey, I'm a little bit smarter than everybody about, how much taxes I pay. I know he's going to handle a little bit differently, but he's going to handle himself. That is the one thing I know, is that guy knows how to handle himself in debates when people start going after him.
Now, back in 2016, he did, all kinds of nicknames. Everybody had a nickname. Is he going to go after Sleepy Joe Biden? I mean, are we going to go back to that, or is he going to be more presidential?
That's a good question. I don't know. You know, he just doesn't seem like he's the kind of person who's going. Put it this way: I don't know if the people that advise him it can have that much control. As somebody once put it, he's in his 70s, and he's going to do what he wants to do. Right? And we all know my dad's in his 70s. He says what he wants to say, does what he wants to do. Personally, I hope he acts more presidential during this debate. I'd like that kind. I'd like it when it comes out and he is the president of the United States and he acts like the president of the United States. And I think if he does that, I think Joe Biden is actually going to, show people that he's not able to answer a lot of these questions. He's not going to be able to recall the facts very easily. And I think the president just lets him go. Just show everybody what you have or what you don't have at this point.
Wow. By the way, coming up in less than 10 minutes, you'll get a chance to win. I meant not you, Scott, but you out there on the other end of the radio. A pair of tickets to Real Bodies at Bally's. You're also in to win a $100 Nordstrom gift card. That's coming up 4:20, just about a little less than 10 minutes away. Let me just ask you, though, as far as the debate itself, do you think it will change any minds? I mean, I saw something out today saying nobody is undecided. Everybody knows what they're going to do. And I don't believe that's true. In fact, I had somebody tell me that last night over dinner.
Well, I don't think it is either. I think you're absolutely right, Kevin. I think that there are people out there who are still waiting to see. But I think that there's going to be a lot of nonpartisan, independent, some people that basically, they pick the person. And in this case, if Biden doesn't show them that he's capable of, recalling information or, putting, sentences together in a coherent way, in a very cogent argument, I think it's going to persuade them to vote for somebody who, like I said, if he acts presidential, he has a good shot at bringing those folks over into his camp. So I think it's really an important debate. I think that there are several people out there who still are undecided and are waiting for something like this. So this is really important. My kids, my own kids, I got 15, 13-year-old, I got a 20-year-old. They want to make a watch party out of this. I've never seen enthusiasm like this for my kids about politics. They've been in politics for a long time, but they are excited about this debate. They want to hear both of these candidates get up and talk.
Now, do they vote for you?
I've got one who finally gets to vote for me. Yeah.
And you're sure, you're positive that he's going to vote for you? You don't think he'll go off the reservation?
I know, I've got a lobby still. I've got to press the
You got to win his vote.
Yeah, I got to win his vote. I think it all depends on how well I get this car running for him so he can start
driving. Oh, I see what's going on here.
This is the one vote I do have to curry favor with.
I would think so. Let me just throw something out there though. This idea that you have to win votes, there are a lot of people. Would you not agree with this, that there are a lot of people who are, that they absolutely know? The 63 million people that voted for Trump, is there any doubt that they're going to be back voting for the same guy?
Oh, I have no doubt. I mean, I this is what I think. I think he picks up votes this time. I think there were Republicans in the state of Nevada who did not vote for him last time. I know that, look, I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and I know there are a lot of folks like there, like me out there, who, you know, who may not have loved the way he, you know, presented himself 4 years ago. Perhaps we weren't, enamored by his style. But, you know, 4 years have gone by, and we see what he's able to produce. Or 3 years have gone by, and 3.5 years have gone by, and we see the results. And I think for some of us who may have been hesitant before, look at it and go, the guy he's produced results, right? He has gone out there and he has done things. I mean, the economy is one thing, but he has done things on abortion. He has done things for criminal justice reform. He's got a lot. He's got a record now, and for some of those people who may have been hesitant before, now they got a record and say, "Well, this is what he's done. He has produced some things," and I think he's going to get more Republican votes this time around. I think he's going to get more of the black vote this time around in the state of Nevada. And despite some of the polling that's come out, I still think there are a lot of people who are going to vote for him who just wouldn't say anything right now. They're going to wait, and they're going to exercise their right to vote, and they're going to do it in the polling place, and it's going to be for Donald Trump.
I agree with you, and I've been saying all along. I've had Fox News asking me. I mean, I did a hit for Fox a week or so ago, and one of the things they asked, well, what's going to be different between 2016 and 2020? And I said, by my estimation, it's going to be what happens with people of color. He got 8% of the black vote in 2016, and the president is in a position now to get 20%. I saw one poll where he was getting 35% of the black vote.
Right, 35%. I mean, even if he only delivers on the 20%, that's a huge gain, because, you know, I always think of it in terms of, you know, sports. You know, I was a basketball coach, and I always tell my teams, you know, if a team is getting, they got a breakaway, and the person misses the layup, or you cause them to miss the layup, and then now you're throwing it back down the other end for another easy layup, that's a 4-point turnaround. That's not a 2-point turnaround. Yeah. It's a 4-point turnaround. I mean, if you would go to 20% out of 8, that's not a 12% gain. That's a 24% gain. And that, to me, is the election.
Well, but let's break that down just a little bit, just for a couple of minutes. The people of color vote have been a major part of the niche coalition that makes up the Democrat Party.
Right.
Am I right?
Right. Right.
And if they lose African Americans, if they lose Hispanics, I mean, what are they going to do? They better find a lot of suburban women, a lot. But I don't know that their coalition stands up if all of a sudden the black vote's gone. The Hispanic vote has moved on and is not monolithic or anything like that. I don't know. That to me, if I were a Democrat, I'd be scared to death right now.
Yeah, the polling is showing that he may be behind. I mean, some of the polling I've seen here says that Donald Trump is behind by about 4%, which is within, you know, 0.5% of the margin of error. And then you have to take into account a lot of people who just don't want to say how they're going to vote. I mean, those are the same people who support the president, but they're not willing to put a bumper sticker on the back of their car because they don't want to be keyed by somebody, because that's where we're at right now in politics in the United States. But I think you're right. When it comes to which groups now, some of these groups, I think, even in the black community, I saw a post not too long ago. It probably was on Facebook, but this lady broke it down. You know, a person of color, she broke it down. She said, you know, 2016, president won the presidency without our vote. He probably doesn't need our vote. But yet, what did he do over the last, you know, several years? He made sure that the economy was such that it put people of color back to work. He has done things repeatedly for the community, even though, you know, he's shown that he doesn't need our community to win. and yet he's gone out there and done it. I guess my point here is that there are several folks out there who go, this guy, he's in it for Americans. He's in it for making sure that everybody has an opportunity to get better in their lives, to be better, who have, you know, equal opportunities, things, access to economic self-sufficiency. And I think that they appreciate that. And I think that as a group, they're going to go out there and manifest that appreciation by casting a vote for somebody who's going to do the same thing for the next 4 years.
Again, Scott Hammond joining us, state senator. I love having him on the show because he is so brutally honest. He's going to stay with us. I'll tell you what I am going to do, though. Right now, be caller number three. Caller number three at 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Be caller number three right now, and you're going to win a pair of tickets to Real Bodies at Bally's. And you're also in to win a $100 Nordstrom gift card. Yeah, known for digging deeper into the body, mind, and soul than any other exhibition of its kind. Real Bodies reopens with the addition of new COVID-19 content. Eh? Good. I like that. I like that. So caller number three is going to be our winner. Here's the phone number, 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And you'll be our winner. Let me just ask you, and maybe I'm missing something here. With the election now 36 days away, do you get a sense that people are ready for this thing to be over? I mean, with all the COVID-19 stuff, plus this, plus the violence and the looters and all of that, you think people are tired of it already?
Yeah, I do, but I also think that they're bracing themselves for what happens after the election.
Oh.
If nothing else, I think people are bracing. I think people would like to see 2020 be done. I think New Year's Eve is going to be a huge celebration, just unprecedented. Because I think that they're right now they're bracing themselves for the election and the results of the election for whatever days, weeks after the election is over with. That's what I think. That's what I keep hearing at the door, at least, you know, and I'm knocking doors right now. And people are answering, you know, I just stand back, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 feet or wherever it takes. And people answer, they want to talk. They want to have an opportunity to converse with somebody who's in office right now. Or a candidate. They want to be out there just, you know, letting you know how they feel. And right now they just want to get back to a normal life. And I'm not even going to say the new norm, you know, because I don't really embrace the new norm. I think that we just go back to what we had with just being smart about, you know, washing our hands and being where we're at. But most people are, I think, right there with me.
Stick around. More to do. I love having them on. We're going to talk about the Supreme Court nominee because Amy Coney Barrett, to me, was just spectacular. At the White House the other day. And I can't wait for October 12th. October 12th is going to be big. Scott Hammond joins us. What does he think of the president's Supreme Court nominee? We'll find out. That's all coming up next on AM 670 KMZQ.
Unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI for SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month, and there are no contracts and no commitments. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there's no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance, so your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall, or call 855-58-LIBERTY.
This is Dr. Robin Titus, Assembly Republican leader. This election is critical both to the future of our state and country. In Nevada, Democrats' total control has led to finance violations, backroom deals, and wasteful spending that's left Nevada families and businesses behind. The best way to stop the Democrats' abuse of power is to elect more Republicans this November. Please return your ballot as soon as you receive it, or make sure to vote in person. Let's keep President Trump in the White House and make Nevada great again. Paid for by Robin Titus for AD 38.
Breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
Have you ever felt so dizzy you could hardly stand up? You're not alone. Millions of people struggle with dizziness and experience the debilitating symptoms of vestibular dysfunction, such as vertigo, nausea, and ringing in their ears. Vestibular disorders affect people of all ages and can impact ability to work, go to school, or just perform everyday tasks like shopping and getting dressed. Because these symptoms are invisible and difficult to describe, they're often overlooked by doctors and dismissed by family and friends. But there is hope. Visit vestibular.org or call 800-837-8428. If you or someone you know has experienced a persistent sense of dizziness or lack of balance, visit vestibular.org to search for a vestibular specialist in your area. The Vestibular Disorders Association can help you discover a life rebalanced. Visit vestibular.org, that's vestibular.org, or call 800-837-8428.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Great to have Scott Hammond on, State Senator, District 18. We're talking about Amy Coney Barrett. Try saying that three times quickly. That's not easy. Yeah. Amy Coney Barrett, I was really impressed with her brief statement at the White House. I don't know much more about her other than she taught at Notre Dame Law School, same place my brother went. I think he went earlier than her. Just off the top of your head, Scott, what do you think of this gal? And she seems to have the knowledge and the temperament and all of that stuff that you look for in a jurist.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I mean, I looked at the other day, I think they showed video of her getting into her vehicle, if I'm not mistaken. It was a minivan. So, you know,
with seven kids, with seven kids, you got to have a minivan.
Yeah, I mean, I look at, you know, we have two, you know, we have two in our driveway.
There you go.
So that was the first thing I thought, like, okay, she's just, you know.
She's one of us.
Got seven kids, you know, and actually, you know, very, very similar to you know, my family. We've got four kids. We've adopted three, and they're, you know, of different backgrounds. And, you know, and that's what you saw in her, is somebody who's got a pulse on what it's like to have a family, what it's like to struggle as a family, and what it's like to have kids in different age groups. And, I mean, just a dearth of experience in that area. So, first of all, just off the top of my head, just watching, you know, just seeing what she's like, watching everybody get in the minivan, I'm like, okay, I've seen that story play out a million times, right? The side door comes open, everybody comes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, she's